Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
Is the Rich Eisen Show.
The stars are going to be the stars. And here's the big one.
Freddie Freeman coming through again.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Bueller got him swinging.
World champs, how's that sound, Dave?
Oh, my, world champion.
Earlier on the show, Chiefs wide receiver Xavier Worthy. Coming up, quarterback consultant Jordan Palmer. Plus, latest news and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Jordan Palmer, quarterback consultant, going to be joining us in about 20 minutes' time. And I can't wait to ask him what's been on my mind with Anthony Richardson being benched at age 22, halfway through his second season that followed up the rookie season that got caught off a quarter of the way into it due to injury. So injury ends his season just a quarter of the way into it in year number one. And then ineffectiveness, I guess what would you say, interrupts his season second way through and potentially ends it. If Joe Flacco, I mean, it's not like Joe's going to be so ineffectual that they're like, we got to go back to Anthony Richardson. I mean, this is a Colts team that shows that they can move the ball with Joe.
Yeah, air it out.
I mean, if I was seeking a quarterback in fantasy, if your fantasy quarterback situation, you're streaming or your guy is hurt, he's a great choice. That's Pittman, Pierce, Downs,
yeah,
they're pretty damn good.
That's my point. You're holding those guys back by not making this move.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, this whole thing is kind of like the Alonzo Mourning GIF, right? you know, shaking your head and going, well, then nodding. I mean, I can't believe they would do that to the kid, but no, Joe Fly. I mean, I can't believe that they would go ahead and stunt the growth of the kid, but there aren't 52 other guys. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, that's what it is.
And Rich, earlier you mentioned Lamar being like a Anthony type. Remember, he studied under Joe Flacco for a season. I mean, they split the season, but he was there. I'm sure he picked up stuff from Joe. I'm sure he learned.
I don't want to
from Joe.
Joe's a professional, as we all know. But I remember we had a corker of an argument. For me, having any argument on TV, live TV, as you know, is a it's not my default.
Yeah, these other people seem to love it.
But I had a corker in that regard with Mike Mayock on live TV at that draft where Lamar Jackson was drafted in Dallas. It was day three. We were outdoors on our set outdoors after we moved outside of the Jones Mahal, and word came in that Flacco would not speak to the media at the Ravens draft party. And I'm like, well, that's not good. You know, like, that is clearly a guy who didn't expect this to be done, isn't happy about it that it was done. And Mayock just like late. I mean, he did his usual Mayock of, he called me of saying hitting low hanging fruit. That was low hanging fruit, basically accusing me of trying to stir something up. And that's when I honestly on the air, because I listen, you know, I love Mike, and he's a guy who is as terrific as he is in the business. And was, still is, you know, and I always enjoyed mixing it up, but I would always defer to him. And I didn't want to argue with him on the air. And it was at that moment, I'm like, if I don't push back here, I'm going to own, you know, being called a guy who's doing low-hanging fruit. And I basically said to him, you know, that's not my, I don't do that sort of thing. To the point where people start tweeting that I didn't like Mike, and Mike didn't like me, and we just let it all out on the air like that. But that's why I will never forget that moment, because guess what? Joe Flacco wasn't terribly happy about it.
He was not.
And he lost his gig halfway through the season. Mm-hmm. And remarkably, the Ravens just flipped their offense on the spot. And showed that he had some ability right off the bat. And then won the MVP, I think, the next year, didn't he?
He went 6-1 in 7 starts that first year.
Right?
Sure.
Did he win the MVP the
next
year?
Yeah, that was 18, and then he won the MVP in 19. Yeah.
Remember, he came out and he put five
on the Dolphins.
Touchdowns on the Dolphins in week one. Yep.
Rich, I understand how you felt, though, with Mike, because that's how I felt sitting in this chair years ago when I first started, and you looked at me like you're looking now, and you said, don't trade for Giannis. And this went on for weeks, and I would sit here and be like, can I say something? I don't know if I should. And then I finally had to say something.
But when you say stuff like that on the air, you make it sound like I wouldn't let you say something.
No, I preface it. That's okay. When I first started, so okay. I didn't know if I could push back. So I had to hold it in.
Well, and I, you know, just let it flow.
Yeah.
Like you're doing today with your costume.
Sexual chocolate.
Listen. Easily the worst take I've ever had on this program. Nothing comes close, I don't think.
Well, didn't you have a more recent run that might come close?
Which is what?
I forget what it was. What was it, Chris? You mentioned it. Oh, I can't remember.
By the way, I'm really appreciative of TJ committing to the bit here.
Of holding the microphone?
Right, because it's attached to nothing. You know, your regular Rich Eisen Show microphone is the thing that's working.
Right.
And honestly, it did take me a few minutes of this show to, like, I'm like, did Jay Felly hook up the handheld mic? Because it sounds like it's like the real radio mic that's in front of him.
Nope, absolutely not.
So that microphone in your right hand is attached to nothing, but you still hold it like it's
Randy Watson.
Very good. Chris Brockman.
Hey, Rich.
You have received a task today.
Yeah.
On this program.
I'm on it.
Right?
Yeah, I'm on it.
You've received a task today.
Yeah, it's Halloween.
Because I had mentioned I'm not averse to admitting I'm a candy corn guy. Oof. Not the chocolate one. That one doesn't mix. Like the chocolate fade.
Oh, you have levels of terrible that you're willing to consume.
Yeah.
Wait. There's chocolate candy corn?
Yeah, the bottom third is a piece of, like, it kind of tastes like a Tootsie Roll.
I never, ever in life knew
this. Yes, there are different styles of candy corn.
Do we have any here?
Do we have any?
No, I want to try. Why would we have candy corn here?
Oh, certainly not.
Why would we?
Because Susie has been.
Susie upgraded the green room candy.
She did.
I'm gonna tell you.
She did.
She wasn't
significantly.
Having it.
She was just like, you know, you got to act like you're. You got to act like you want your.
Well,
you want your guests
beans.
To have it.
Yeah, we got jelly. I eat about
jelly
four
beans and the Starburst
today,
right?
Back there. You know what I mean?
Oh, is that right? Because it's usually for the guests.
I get it, but I see them and they're there, so I got to take them.
So what do you have there?
I have the dark chocolate.
Yeah, the dark. Yeah, like she upgraded, and Liz and her conspired is the only way to put it to upgrade our green room candy, and she's not a candy corn person, so I don't think there's going to be any candy corn in here.
Actually, Susie did text me, and she said that he likes everything gross.
What?
Yeah, because you were talking about candy corn and jelly.
I like everything gross.
Yeah, he likes everything gross.
I married that woman.
Yeah. Rich Eisen. Oh, that's Susie Eisen.
I mean, that was so on point, fella. Yeah. I mean, really.
So you've got a power rankings of your favorite Halloween candy?
Power rankings, Halloween candy. Hit it.
This is mine.
Power rankings.
There are many like it, but this one is mine.
Power rankings.
All right. Your own version.
That's so
all right. What do you got?
I mean, that's the powerless ranking graphic.
That's okay.
I mean, give me
it's
some muscles.
It's all right. You got it.
All right, number 10.
Muscles. Yeah.
He kind of thin in that picture.
Twizzlers, number 10. The little mini Twizzlers.
Right. That's kind of low.
Well, I mean.
No, come on now.
I don't know where else they would have fit on this list, to be honest.
Do we enter the realm
they're
of
lucky
this,
they made
of
it.
This third rail argument?
Oh, Twizzlers over Red Vines?
Over Red Vines?
Yes.
No. Twizzlers over Red Vines. OG over Red Vines.
Correct. Are we all in lockstep on that?
I would. drinking the red vine's like drinking an O'Doul's beer. Like, why? What's the point?
The way I view it, actually, if I may give that analogy.
Sure.
Thank you. It's the difference between ketchup and catsup.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, with a C.
All right? Catsup.
Catsup.
Is not ketchup.
No.
Okay?
Don't even taste
red
like
vines. Don't even carry the jock of Twizzlers.
Twizzlers higher on my list. This is me, though.
All right.
I love Twizzlers. All right. Number nine, TJ, you have probably been here.
Mm-hmm.
Got to shout out the OG, the Hershey's Kiss. You've been to the Hershey's plant, probably,
yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah. That's a little TJ. Little
love
Randy
it.
Watson
love
back
original Hershey
Jackson
Kisses.
Heights.
Okay.
Got to throw those out. Number eight, Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, baby. Yeah.
Number seven.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Do you want me to chime in as
sure,
warranted?
I mean, you can heckle if you want.
No, I'm not going to heckle. First of all, the Hershey's Kiss.
Yeah.
Tough to sneak those because they're always leaving tinfoil and that little wrapper around.
Yeah.
It's tough to sneak those. I've been accused of being a sneaky eater
Ooh.
By the person who's accused me of liking everything gross.
Are you hoarding
It's
them?
Tough because that leaves evidence.
Right.
Number one.
You put them in your pocket.
No, sour
patch
melts.
Put them in your pocket.
I don't like any sour candy. Any.
At all.
Zero.
So you
not
don't
like
eat
sour gummy worms?
Zero.
The little watermelons?
Zero.
Oh, wow.
I don't like that taste where the taste bud, like your pucker, the whole thing.
Remember those things when we were kids, the warheads? Remember those?
Point.
Oh, right?
Zero.
None of it.
And the lemon heads?
Not a sour candy guy.
Not all of those.
Okay.
Those
Sour Patch Kids rule, though.
Sorry.
Sour Patch Kids are good. All right, number seven, and the only reason this is so low is because the after, how it gets stuck in your teeth, Butterfinger.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that does
get stuck. Gets stuck in your teeth.
What is that part? Is it the, what gets stuck in there?
I don't even know what, you couldn't what tell it? Me what that's made of.
Yeah.
The butter, I guess.
Here's what it is.
Or is it the finger?
Here's what it's not. Healthy.
Oh, but so delicious.
Oh, but it gets stuck in there. I
oh,
know.
Yeah, it's so bad. And then it's in there.
Bart Simpson loves Butterfinger. Me, no.
Nobody better lay a finger.
Okay.
Number six. Milky Way.
Ooh, okay.
I like to ride that Milky Way. It's very delicious.
Okay, those Milky Way.
Delicious. Okay. Better than Three Musketeers. You know, Three Musketeers and Milky Way are often married together.
Well, I mean,
but
has
I prefer the Milky.
Right.
Pause.
I prefer the caramel that's inside. TJ,
okay, very
you know
good.
What I mean?
Okay.
All right, top five. Here we go.
It was toffee, by the way. In the
toffee.
Toffee and Butterfinger?
That's the word I was looking for.
By the way, look at you, Gene.
Yeah, Gene.
Giving more cowbell to this particular segment. All right.
Hey, Gene, we need to go on tour together. Randy Watson and Gene on the road. Eight cities.
He's talking into the handheld mic. It's not attached connected. To anything.
What are you talking about?
Was that one Super Bowl where the Chili Peppers were playing and their guitars weren't plugged in?
Oh, man.
That's what's going on.
You guys hear me in Germany right now, right?
You're committing to the bit.
I decided long
Top
ago.
Five.
Top five.
Now, I don't care if it's the left one or the right one. I love
baby.
Me some Kit Kats.
Oh, I thought you were going a different one with
you know
that.
What I'm saying?
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
That's what I thought.
Oh, wait. Oh, is that
Twix is two?
Yeah, Twix is two.
I got that wrong. Well, let's hold that thought.
Kit Kats
then.
Are good. Well,
Kit Kats are delicious.
Yeah, give me a break.
Right.
Give me a break.
Break me off a piece.
Break me off a piece.
And if you listen closely, they do snap when you take a bite.
Yeah, they do.
Randy Watson.
That's the wafer. You need. By the way, if you ever eat old Kit Kats, that's no good.
No good.
Sometimes you could feel if you taste the freshness of the wafer.
Nothing like a good wafer.
Nothing.
No good.
You know what I mean?
You're not wrong.
Rich, I know you back me up on number four because I've had them out of the freezer in your house.
Okay.
Peanut M&M's.
Peanut M&M's. Susie freezes them.
Really?
Oh.
The issue with that.
At Rich's house.
Yes.
He has like a little tin.
Oh, it's not me.
And it is full with like 1,000 of those things.
Yeah.
And you just and when no one's looking, you just open the drawer.
That's good to know because I found a bag of peanut M&Ms in the drawer 2 days ago.
I'm freeze them.
Here's the drawback. Again, I've been around the block. You got to eat it right away out of the freezer because once those begin to thaw, it gets the colors all over your hands, and then suddenly it winds up on your clothes, and that's another way that you cannot sneaky eat them.
How messy of an eater are you that you're getting M&M on you,
dude? When you take it out of the freezer, and you wait a minute, it will just like the dye will come off.
Yep.
Be careful. I'm just saying.
And then you wipe your hands on your
it's
shirt.
It's not without its dangers.
Okay.
Top three. Sorry.
Again, Rich's house.
Yeah.
So good. Number three, unquestioned Mount Rushmore candy. It's number three. Peanut butter cups.
Peanut butter cups.
Oh, peanut butter cups. Oh, yeah. I don't care if it's the big one or the little mini guys.
Little mini guys
all
are
about
good.
Peanut butter
yeah,
cups.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you.
I mess with those.
That's it. Reese's knows how to make a cup. That's for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Number two.
Yeah.
Again, an OG. Can't go wrong. Snickers.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love nougat. I love the caramel and the chocolate. All of it. Snickers, bar.
And the nuts.
And number one.
These nuts. The thing about Snickers, they really satisfy.
Yes, number one, this is what I was going for when I screwed it up. I don't care if it's left or right. Give me that Twix bar,
the Twix
man.
Twix bar.
Yeah. Twix is number one, hands down.
I like it. Not a bad list.
Nice.
Not a bad list.
And you guys know how I feel about Twix and the unfortunate incident.
Poor TJ.
There is one. There is one. And you could take down the music if you don't mind. And scene. Well done.
Nice job. Nice job.
Thank you. By the way, I don't know if when Sam Spence composed that song, he ever thought it would be played. And that's when they broke off that piece of a Kit Kat bar.
Give me a break.
One day a child thought, I have peanut butter. And another one had chocolate, and they ran into one another, and thus was created the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Oh, if only your chocolate's in my peanut butter.
That's it. Remember those commercials?
Your peanut butter's in my chocolate.
So good.
Pretty sneaky, sis.
Nice.
I'm now mixing my Connect Four with my...
That's fine.
Yeah. All right. Underrated candy, $100,000 bar.
Oh, yeah, we've talked about this.
Oh, yeah.
You don't see those anymore.
I saw that on a list.
Excuse me. That's like the master key of candy.
You got to look hard to find it.
Yeah, you got to look hard to find it.
I remember liking
it. Don't mess around when you get it.
Yeah, put it right in the middle.
And always take the middle candy.
Dang it. Why'd you tell me that now? Why'd you tell me that back then?
Payday should have been on there.
Payday.
Payday.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
All right, Gene.
All right,
we'll take a break when we come back.
How do we feel about peppermint patties?
Jordan, please.
A fan.
Oh, my God.
One more. If we had one more.
York's peppermint patties.
Yeah.
I remember those commercials too, right?
Yeah.
When they were out there on an iceberg.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, having some candy. Let's take a
Mr. Goodbar too.
By the way, they don't make candy commercials anymore, do they?
Not like they used to.
Not
when I was a young man growing up in Jackson Heights. We used to always sit
around. You can roll a Rolo to your friend. It's chocolate covered caramel from end to end.
Rolos
are dope.
What's a Rolo?
A Rolo? It's like a little.
What's a roll?
He's talking into the microphone. I can't. All right, let's take a break. Jordan Palmer's joining us next. That's the Rich Eisen Show, as only we can do it.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5x membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
The Rich Eisen Show is sponsored by Grainger. Does this sound familiar? You're a maintenance specialist, and you've been squaring off with a leaky radiator at your facility for hours. You're both drenched in sweat. You've thrown the whole playbook at it, but so far it's got an answer for everything. What you need is a teammate, a pro who's seen it all before, and that's Grainger. With support specialists always ready to chat, the product you need, plus a million more, just give this ringer a ring. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by one of their local branches.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, I'm kind of glad the Dodgers put me out of my misery.
You know, where you going to go tomorrow?
No. I told you, Zan's got his performance. So I'm going to both. It's a two performance.
So you would have passed up World Series Game 6?
I would have. That they, you don't get this sign for nothing, sir. It's not just these three words don't just appear.
They don't. That no, sign just appeared.
You don't get this.
The sign just
no, this doesn't appear.
What is the is the sticker still on the back?
Oh, yeah.
How much did that cost?
I have not touched this thing since it was given to me by my children years ago.
Made in Indonesia.
That they probably got at Home Goods.
Jeez. Sue's, this is $24.95.
Oh, ripped off.
It's a $25 piece of equipment.
That's insane.
You got get.
Jeez.
We can get that custom made on Amazon for like $8.
Made in the USA, though.
Oh, okay, we
that's
got
why. You pay thank more. God. American made.
Man.
Costs more than a crystal ball.
That's not true.
Yeah. No, that crystal ball, because it's so heavy.
We're not getting our money's
it
worth
hurts
out
my
of it.
We are not getting best. Our money's worth because out of the crystal ball.
Because it's too damn heavy.
Let's move
just
it over
leave
there.
Leave it on the desk.
No, it can't. It's too big.
What do you mean? Then, like I said, we're not getting our money's worth. Like Randy Watson.
Or I guess we'll just, I'll just bite the bullet and get a smaller one. And leave it here, and then I can look into it.
I mean, look, the
then I could have an option.
The
either
eight ball
you need a
place,
crystal ball or an eight ball.
We honestly need an eight ball that works. That eight ball
this
has.
This eight ball works.
Well, I mean, it has too many issues.
Yeah, you got to shake it a few times.
Does this eight ball work? Okay. My sources say no.
Oh, see.
Got to listen to the eight ball.
It's operator error. If I shake it too hard, then it bubbles and you
right.
can't
that's
see.
That's what I mean, it
I
bubbles.
I just gave it an appropriate
okay,
shake.
Okay,
it's
okay.
It's all good, guys. Everybody back off.
All right. Need to
back on the
on
Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. As you know, when we have a story break here on this program, we don't just take a look at it from the surface. We take a look at it 360 from on high, treetops on down. Okay? That's the way we operate here. Mm-hmm. So when I heard Anthony Richardson getting benched in season two, just 8 weeks in, and my initial reaction wasn't just about, you know, what Joe Flacco can do and what Anthony Richardson couldn't do. I'm like, this is a quarterback development problem. Now that the first overall pick in last year's draft and the fourth overall pick in last year's draft have been benched in year two. So that's my way of patting myself on the back and bringing in our guests to make us smarter. Quarterback consultant Jordan Palmer. I said, bring me Jordan Palmer. And he said, okay, I will do this. Thank you for joining us, Jordan. Appreciate it.
I'm here for you, Rich. Anything you need, man.
Attaboy.
Rolos, or if the guys in the studio need a better understanding of what Rolos are, I'm happy to provide it because I feel like I'm...
Appreciate that.
You want to break down? You want to break it down, Jordan?
Honest with you, I'm surprised nobody brought up Abba Zabbas because for my brother and I, we used to take Abba Zabbas, throw them in the freezer, and that was candy for one bar was for a week. And you get that peanut butter in the middle, it might not be till Wednesday. So there's some good candy conversation, but you guys missed on a couple.
What was Halloween like in the Palmer household, Jordan? What was that like?
It's a lot like it is today. It was the family dressing up. I remember my brother and I as hobos, as that one's vivid, army guys, because my older brother was in the military, my oldest brother. And so it was usually team dressed up until Carson was too cool to hang out with me anymore.
Okay. And are you fully ready tonight to give out candy in your neighborhood, or you're going? What do you get? What is it? What do we
go to the same spot every year? A bunch of family friends. My kids are 8, 6, 2, and 3 months, and how big they are here. And my boys are all into football, so they're all their favorite player. One of them's Josh. One of them's Sam. One of them's Justin Herbert, and then. My wife and I are going to be refs, just throwing flags on.
That's great.
You know,
that's
awesome. Your sister.
That's so good.
It's right. So you're going to call your children for a legal formation if they're not all lined up properly for the candy, pretty much.
Definitely going to be some personal fouls tonight.
And by the way, I love it. Fantastic. All right. So let's jump into this subject matter at hand here. What did you think of when you heard that Anthony Richardson was getting benched, Jordan?
Paying attention to it for sure, because there's a couple of elements here. One, let's look at it this way. Let's look at Anthony, and then let's look at Shane Steichen, and then let's look at the current opportunities for the Indianapolis Colts with whoever's playing quarterback for them. As far as Flacco is concerned, my only take on him is put him in a good situation and you'll get what you got last year, which I believe was comeback player of the year. So that doesn't change. That's not part of the equation as far as I'm concerned. We know what Joe is. And what he can do. And he's motivated and has played at a high level recently, not back in Baltimore, but recently. But with Anthony, you know, he selected fourth, and I believe he only started 12 games in college. So, and if I'm off, I'm only off by a couple of games on that. This was not Brock Purdy with 40-something starts or Bo Nix with 61 starts, right? And so he really hasn't played the position. And it's ironic coming from somebody like me that trains quarterbacks in the offseason a lot. I believe the best way to get better at playing football is by playing football. It's a little bit of it's tricky because he needs to develop, but clearly the team thinks the priority is the team winning right now, and that Joe gives them the best option to do that. But the problem is everyone drafts for the future. It's why you take somebody at four, or you trade from 9 to 1 to take somebody at 1. You're doing it for the future, and you're willing to go through the growing pains, if you want to use that term, in the short term, for a better future and a bigger outcome. And so this is one of the trickiest ones because, obviously he has not played great, but, he also has made plays in each of these games. I mean, the slip at the top of his drop, throw it 68 yards on a post route versus Houston. You can't just buzz past that play, right? And not factor it in. So the ceiling, I don't think's changed with Anthony. I just think they thought the floor would be higher. And so I absolutely going to stunt his development and going to overcomplicate a situation that's already complicated when you're the fourth pick and asked to play early. The second thing is Shane Steichen. So here's what I know about Shane Steichen. I know him personally, but here's what I know from a resume perspective. He's with LA for 1 year in Justin Herbert and has a historic rookie year. He goes to Philly and we see the best version of Jalen Hurts, gets a giant contract, plays in the Super Bowl. And then he goes to Indy. And so if I look backwards on Shane Steichen, I go, well, that's not the problem. He's got a track record. He didn't get lucky with one guy. He's done it at multiple places. And so with Shane, I go, regardless of who, and I don't know who exactly is making the final decision here, right? But in terms of Shane's ability to get a quarterback ready to play and get the most out of him, I just think he's got a track record of proving that. And then the third one is the team. And this is the most compelling point here is you bet on right now. And I think you do this and you go with Joe. If you think you have a chance to win a Super Bowl, you think you have a chance to really make a run deep in the playoffs. Now, it doesn't really matter if I think the Colts do or not, but clearly they do by making this decision. And so you can only afford to not win now and plan on the future if you can't win now either way. But it appears that they think they can win now with Joe Flacco. And I haven't watched them enough to have an opinion on it, but I'm definitely going to be watching them now because if this is a season that goes as good as it can possibly go and they miss the playoffs or they get eliminated first round, then this is going to look like a waste and a decision that they're probably going to want back. And they're going to probably have rather swap that out for 8 or 9 more games of getting Anthony Richardson better at football.
So you're right in that the only way that you can get better at playing football is to actually play football. And last year he had 13 games where he could watch the football games being played and seeing what it's like from there. And that's why everybody thought that the floor would be higher this year is because he did have that last year of being able to, you know, he got his feet wet a little bit and then got a chance to sit back and see how it's all done from a planning perspective and then a play calling perspective and then everything else. And now he's being told to sit and watch again based on ineffectual play. And the question I have for you is this now delays till year 3? Because I don't think Flacco is going to do anything but play well, you know, and that they will be in a race for a 7th or a 6th seed or something like that. And thus, he will finish the rest of the season, in my estimation, right? So now it's going to be year 3 to figure out what the floor and the ceiling is for Anthony Richardson. Right, Jordan? Because what else is he going to do, right?
That's the problem. And so, you know, one of two things is going to happen in our opinion, it sounds like. Joe Flacco is going to play well or Joe Flacco is going to get hurt. And if Anthony goes back in the game because he's the 2 filling in for the injured starter, that's not the same thing, right? That's not – yeah, he's playing, but he's playing on a very different pretense. And so at the end of the year, let's say that happens, right? They're the number 6 seed. They win the AFC South and they go and then they get eliminated by Buffalo in the first round or whatever. Let's say that plays out. You're going to sign Joe Flacco to a long-term contract. And so it's the same situation, not the same, but it's a similar situation that the Browns were in last year when Joe played great. And so, yeah, I think it delays it to year three. And now you have to, I just think it's, this is going to be one of the more complicated QB situations in the NFL for the next, you know, 6 to 18 months because of this decision that was made right now. Now I want to be like, make sure I make this point for a lot of people don't know much about Anthony Richardson. A couple things that I do know about him. He does not have work ethic problems. He does not have study habit problems, and he for darn sure does not have talent problems. And so this is really an experience thing and playing more football. And there's certain picks. I always say this to quarterbacks. There's certain picks you got to throw to know you can't throw that ball. Like coach can tell you don't throw it late over the middle. At some point you got to throw one late over the middle for it to burn into your memory that I can't do that. I can't make that throw. I can't fit that one in there. And that's unfortunately, as I think about Anthony and his development, that's what you miss out on when you're not out there. And I don't believe that all experience or any experience is good experience, but I have seen rough times be great experience for guys. Last time I was on your show, we spent a lot of time talking about Sam Darnold. I think a lot of the reasons he's playing so well right now is a lot of the hard times that he went through. And so I don't think it all translates, but experience is better than not having it.
Yeah, I mean, that story you just told, Jordan, or at least the example you just gave, reminds me of a story that I heard about a once upon a time first overall drafted quarterback in Indianapolis and Peyton Manning from Marshall Faulk. He told this story that standing next to Peyton in the backfield and in the huddle his entire rookie season, which he threw 28 interceptions, that Peyton would say the same thing coming off the field after throwing an interception, saying, I didn't think he could get there. Meaning the defender that he didn't see or he didn't think would be able to get to his throw in time to a receiver that he thought was open, closed faster than he thought. And Marshall let that go for a bit until he finally said, he told Peyton, he goes, Peyton, this is the NFL. Everyone can get there. And Peyton obviously learned from that as we have a spoiler alert. He has. And so you also mention how it's not the same thing if Richardson gets back in, if the starter gets hurt. That's the situation that Bryce Young just found himself in last week. So I kind of ask you here is like, what can the NFL do, Jordan, to get quarterbacks who are drafted high and are paid handsomely under their rookie contracts the reps if they're unready to play?
Well, this is going to sound like I'm pitching right now, but this is what I do for a living. That's why I use the word consulting. We do it at the college level with around a dozen guys and a handful of NFL as well. But you know, last year, Jake Browning came in. I went on your show before he started. Yes. And I said, well, this guy's going to light it up. And I'm not a fortune teller. The writing was on the wall for me. And after about his second or third game of going nuts and throwing for three something and not turning it over, a reporter, friend of mine, Jeff Hobson, I think from Cincinnati, asked him, man, you've been on practice squad for 2 years. Like, what happened? Like, where's this coming from? And Jake had a great line. He said, I've been in two great organizations with two great head coaches. And he backed up Kirk Cousins and Joe Burrow. Like he's had examples of how to do things the right way all around him. Right. And he said, I came to the conclusion that the NFL does not provide a personal development plan for me. And so I had to go out and build it. And so honestly, this is what we do. We consult physically, mentally, and emotionally year round. All my clients are on annual retainers. What's crazy about this, I actually had a former MLB general manager in my office yesterday talking about this, is how far behind quarterback development is as a league, how far that is behind pitching in Major League Baseball, hitting in Major League Baseball, and the PGA Tour, and how it's, you know, there's private coaches everywhere and gurus who are experts at what they do, but really somebody who can fuse into the physical, mental, emotional part of it. And then on the physical alone, be able to actually sync and coordinate what happens in the weight room, what happens in the training room, and what happens in the quarterback room. Those three departments are typically not synchronized. And so a lot of times, this is going to sound nerdy here, a lot of times when I work with a college program or an NFL team, what I'm really doing is interdepartmental communications consulting. Huh. We're three departments that currently exist that do not communicate to each other and are not on the same page. And it's not a problem with the Indianapolis Colts. It's actually a systemic problem across all 32 teams. And one way or another, I'm connected to all 32 of them and all the best colleges. Last year, I did my 60th different colleges pro day. And so I see it everywhere, uniquely positioned to have this opinion. And so we absolutely have development problem when it comes to quarterback. But I'll also say it this way, Rich. I think the most expensive problem in all of sports is that your quarterback sucks. And nothing sets your franchise back farther as an NFL team. And when you think about Joel Klatt, I had a great conversation with Joel Klatt last year about this. When they fired Jimbo Fisher at Texas A&M and there was $87 million left on his contract and everyone made a big deal about that, the number's not 87. You got to buy the new guy out of his contract. You got to give him a new contract. He's going to bring in his new coaches, which means you're going to end the contract and pay all the assistants you're firing. That number is closer to 110. And in that time, Texas A&M had several 4- and 5-star prospects go there and play football there. So they didn't have a recruiting problem in that window. They had a developmental problem in that window. And so I see it clear as day. This is what I do all day long at the college and NFL level. It's not a problem. It's a crisis. And that the fan base is so motivated and gambling and all the things around it, it puts pressure on the decision makers to have to not just hit on the right quarterback, but hit on the right quarterback who can play great early. And every time a CJ Stroud and a Jaden Daniels comes along, it screws it up for everybody else. Not ready that early.
Yeah, no doubt about it. There is a bunch of quarterbacks who get to play who are unready to play in the NFL. And
they're just not ready yet. Right. I backed up Gabbert. He was the 10th pick in the draft. They traded to 10 to take Blaine. JJ Watt was the 11th pick. Okay. And I backed him up early and it was clear. I'll leave it at, he wasn't ready to play. Physically, he's still one of the best I've seen in person. He just wasn't ready to play. I think he's in his like 16th year now. Won a Super Bowl with the Chiefs, won a Super Bowl with the Bucs. Like, he was not the quarterback in that window that Jacksonville needed him to be. And I don't think Jacksonville supported him the way that he needed support at that time. But you want to tell me that he's bad at football with all those Super Bowl rings and all that money? No, I think it's a fantastic career. And so when people are ready, this is a timing thing. When guys are ready and the support around them, it's much more complicated than get him an X receiver and get him a great coordinator. There's a lot more elements to this. And I think I'm starting to churn the soil on conversations at the ownership and front office levels and the AD and head coach levels in college to start to get to see that stop trying to do it the way that school that did it right or that NFL team that did it right. Stop trying to copy that. Start looking at other sports and look what golf and baseball does.
Well, not to have you give the roadmap to make your business less relevant, but why wouldn't the NFL just try and figure something out in their own house, right? I mean, why wouldn't they, as owners, sit down and address the issues that you're pointing out they have? And it's not just that, too. It's the product you sometimes, when it's a quarterback who's been drafted high, who's not ready, taking on a backup didn't think he was going to play and the team didn't want him to play yet because he's not ready. And those two quarterbacks face off on a, you know, Thursday night or face off on a Monday night that hasn't been flexed out of or, you know, which ESPN now has the rights to do. You see what I'm saying? Then suddenly that product's out there on the field and your team suffers. Your coaches, I mean, as you mentioned, it's not just an expensive money problem if the quarterback stinks. That's the best way to have somebody get fired. You know what I mean? And so why is there no plan here on that front, Jordan?
I keep hearing the term imperfect science. I hear it at the draft a lot, right? You're always out there. Right? And you go, well, I'm a quarterback, imperfect science. Well, I think my answer to your question is I don't know.
Okay.
But there's another piece, though, that is just completely missing. And this is why I had a former general manager in my office from Major League Baseball, because he did a fantastic job of incorporating data into how they make every decision. When do you pull a pitcher? Based off of the percentage likelihood of an injury, based off of velocity and all that, like, how do you factor in all that data? I do a lot with data. And a lot of times when I talk to teams, that's the first conversation they've had about something like that. So I work with Wilson. We have a chip on the ball. We measure velocity, spin rate, and spiral efficiency. I talk to a lot of NFL coaches. They don't know what that is. Huh. We throw on force plates, measure the amount of force they're putting into the ground, just like every golfer on tour and every hitter in MLB does. Teams aren't really familiar with that before, especially the quarterback position. What does that have to do with anything? And so I think with teams, that's one of the misses. That's not going to solve everything. But I think teams are so focused on right here, right now, what's next, and everybody's plate's full. And for me, because I'm not a traditional coach, because I control my own schedule and I control my client list and who's in my room, I've had an opportunity to go and spend a bunch of time on that stuff. And teams are, there's always too many things to do in each day, college or pro, every role in the building. And I don't see enough forward thinking from teams of looking outside the box to see what are the, all of the problems, what can we solve? And then, and this is what I'm doing now, who can we bring in to solve the ones that we can't do, whether that's in our building or with the specific set amount of time that we have with the players.
See, I knew you'd be the perfect guest. I said, let's talk to Jordan Palmer. Call 1-800-JORDAN, right?
Yeah. Go to QBSummit.com.
The QBSummit.com. Very good for more information on all of that. All right. So four kids, four different quarterbacks tonight. Is that what you said?
That's three quarterbacks. My little girl, I got a little three-month-old girl. She's going to be the ball.
Okay, very good.
Amazing.
Okay. And the chip inside, that is a potato chip, I imagine, for that one. Very good. And just to show you before I let you go, I know you're a Burrow guy as well. Did you see who's dressing as Joe Burrow? Jordan, have you seen this? There's Macaulay Culkin. There he is.
We're watching Home Alone 5 nights a week in my house. So, yeah, I cracked up when I saw this.
That's pretty good, right? I mean, it looks really good. Yeah, Joe.
Usually when you dress up like somebody, you have to change your hair or change something about your face. And he literally just put on a jersey. So,
and by the way, a quality helmet, Bengals helmet. And this was Joe's response. Touche, alleged doppelganger. That's what he sent out there. So.
Good. That's awesome. I love it.
And did I pick up one of your kids as Sam Darnold tonight?
Yeah, my little two-year-old. And I went and I just literally last night got the perfect shade of orange spray for his hair and for the little beard we're going to draw on him. Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
Hey, man, if you pop a photograph out there, we'll share it with the audience now that you've set the table for us. So have a great time tonight, Jordan.
Gonna be good. You too. Appreciate having me on.
Say hi to all the Palmers. That's Jordan Palmer right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Told you. Let's go get Jordan. This is his gig, man. By the way, I did not intend that for him to come on and talk about his business like it was an infomercial. But
no, but that is what he does, and you've seen the success that he's had.
How are they not focused on the sort of things that his metrics show? Like, what is going on?
I mean,
right?
You've met NFL people, Rich.
Come on now.
They're very set in their ways.
No, but they're also very smart. Come on now. Come on. And then there are some membership, some owners that spend on that sort of stuff. Yeah. Why are they not doing that? And it shows up in a product, guys. It shows up. That's why if I'm a member, I'm an owner, I'm saying we got to do this. Certainly in my own house, we got to do this. We got to figure out a way to get these guys ready because it's the most important. But listen, we're focused on protecting them with the rules. Smart, yep. Right? You don't want your
very
guy.
Smart.
You know,
very smart.
You know, Jordan's bro got what Kimo Van Olhoffen into, right? Remember that one?
Yep.
Took him out from beneath the knees, and suddenly the Bengals playoff season, poof. They were going to the Super Bowl maybe that year. Remember that?
Yeah.
So then let's change the rules and say you can't hit a quarterback from the knees down. So you're protecting the quarterbacks there. You're protecting them in practice. So then why are you not protecting your franchise from playing a quarterback who's unready? Why are you not protecting the league from having too many guys out there playing the position who are not ready to play it when the whole country's ready to watch? Why is this not a, as he says, a crisis? Oh, let's just bench the first and fourth overall drafted quarterbacks a year later. That's what went off in my head. Again, I'll never forget it. It's all based on that conversation we had with Mike Vrabel last year when we were broadcasting a London game with the Titans. Hey, man, how's Will Levis doing? I don't know. That's basically said, I don't got the reps for him. Yeah. I don't have the time, I don't have the reps. I got to put Tannehill out there. So how am I developing Will Levis? And I said to Kurt, I'm like, what's going on? And he basically was like, well, there's no Amsterdam Admirals to send him to. Like, I got to go. And by the way, Jake Browning, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't he way up there in number of college starts at Washington?
Yeah.
Like Purdy at Iowa State and Knicks. Well, Knicks at Auburn and Oregon.
61.
All right, let's take a break. Finish up this show with some salty too. 844-204-RICH if you want to sneak in a call. Hey, everybody. Let's talk about Game Time tickets. If you haven't noticed, basketball season's right around the corner, and I'm really looking forward to seeing all the great action. And now with Game Time's new feature, Game Time Picks, it's even easier to see your favorite teams play live. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. And here in Los Angeles, there's not one but two pro basketball teams with two different arenas, so you need to see the view from your seat. You also need to all-in pricing feature I've been telling you about, so you get to see your total up front with no surprise fees at checkout. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time Picks. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for details. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Getting ready for more rain and longer nights? We've got you. Right now, you can earn up to $25 in bonus rewards when you buy two Sylvania Silver Star Ultra Bulbs and two Rain-X Quantum Elite Wiper Blades. More rewards and better visibility at America's number one lighting destination, AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Offer valid for AutoZone rewards members. Restrictions apply.
How many shirts are under there?
All right. One.
Yeah. T-shirt.
Two.
Regular shirt.
Three.
Ooh, this is ridiculous.
Four.
This
hold
is
on.
Absurd.
Keep going. We call it Brockman's Hobo Day.
Dude, what are you doing?
Wait, hold on.
Six.
This is crazy.
There's more.
No way.
Seven.
Gillian,
this is insane.
Have you ever?
Eight.
This is like.
What's this? Is this a shirt? That's nine. A shirt.
Oh my God.
We've got some.
Pull over.
Ten. More shirts than I own.
I got a hat.
Dude.
This is hat.
Bonova.
A spoon?
That he stole from
a
next
water bottle?
Oh my God. This is.
There's a lab coat.
Dude.
Oh, more Rowdy Roddy Piper.
This is.
Oh!
Oh my God!
That's sweet.
Why is that under there?
That should be out.
It's a little creepy.
Oh, the rest of it's not.
Magic
creepy.
Eraser.
This is unbelievable.
What?
I just bought some of these at Home Depot. They're great. Halloween peeps.
That's from last Halloween. Yeah,
those are a year old that my mom sent.
I think you have to eat them on camera.
Like right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are like nuclear holocausts. That lasts.
By the way, always gluten-free, fat-free.
Great.
Open them.
Great. Is anyone else going to have one of these? Are you going to have one?
Absolutely not.
No. Come on, bro.
Go ahead. Eat this. Chris Paul bobblehead
under there.
Box. Oh, yeah. A bobblehead box. Is it empty?
Yeah.
Why are you keeping the box?
The bobblehead's on the desk.
How's the peep? How's the peep?
What are you keeping the bobblehead? Pretty good.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Did anybody want one?
No.
Does anybody want one?
I'm curious what a year-old peep looks like.
Throw me one. Del Tufo
wants a year-old peep. What else is under there?
Oh, some more year-old Halloween candy.
Dude, Halloween is a week and a half away.
I'm getting ready. I was stocking up.
Delightful Gillian Jacobs back in the day when Brockman was a solo man in the world. Now you're all grown stuff. Back on the Rich Eisen Show, Game Time tickets. Start buying tickets to anything in your area. It is November's around the corner, so college football is getting really heated up. Professional football, basketball's back. It is awesome with hockey, anything, concerts, comedy, theater. All-in pricing feature shows you your total upfront, no surprise fees at checkout. We use it all the time. In our household, everybody here uses Game Time tickets, and we're thrilled that we're in year two of our relationship with them to tell you about their lowest price guarantee. Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference if you don't get that lowest price guarantee. Your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticket industry. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time Picks. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use our code RICH, $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for details. Again, create an account, redeem our code RICH, $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. Something to keep an eye on here. The Baltimore Ravens are saying that Lamar Jackson's missing practice for a second straight day.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's being called a rest day yesterday, but today he's not out there again. Keep an eye on it with Denver showing up in the bank this weekend. Back and knee injury is what it's being termed. Josh Johnson, by the way, is the backup there. And I have it written down somewhere in my book. Josh Johnson has played for 90 different teams. There it is written down there.
All right, I'm going to look up Josh Johnson's Pro Football reference page. Honestly, take a guess. How many teams has he played for?
You look that up. And in the meantime, we reintroduce Salty Tua. We haven't seen this in a while. We haven't seen this in a while. But Salty Tua showed up. And you know I always like Salty Tua. This sounds like defensive Tua as well. Tua was being asked about the snap, Aaron Brewer's snap to Tua. It was not a good one, and Tua's grab wasn't a good one. Together, it led to a safety, and Arizona won. And Tua's return to the lineup was another loss for Miami, and it's getting late early there in South Florida where they're showing up in Buffalo. He was asked about this sequence leading to the return of Salty Tua.
I don't know about you, but that looked like money.
Salty Tua.
It's as simple as catching a ball in the gun. But I would say I'm a pretty good shortstop guy. I have pretty good vision. I have pretty good hands. I mean, I'd like to see a lot of other people go in the back there and try to catch that ball too. You've seen it wasn't Brew's best. And Brew knows he can get it better, but it wasn't my best as well. But I'm just saying, to give perspective, it's not as easy as what it looked like, sitting down on your couch eating chips.
Wow.
Salty chips.
Is he the most defensive guy in the league? Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I like Salty Tua. He's definitely one to root for. I kind of dig him, but I also don't like this season. This was the season where he got paid and the Dolphins were going to go. Mm-hmm. I picked them to win the division. I was very high on this team. Boy, do they need a win in Western New York or what? Because if they lose and they go to 2-6 and after week 9 and they'll get their swept by the Bills, then this thing is a wrap for them too.
Yeah.
Unless they do have the offensive talent to score 30 like Rodgers says the Jets do. They have that. Right? Mostert's healthy. Achane's healthy.
Oh, yeah.
Tyreek Hill. Yep. Jalen Waddle. Odell, if he's healthy. Jonnu Smith. Tua, if he's healthy. You go to battle with those guys, right?
Yep.
Just seems to think that something's off here. And Tua getting defensive is
not a good look.
An unfortunate turn of events. Yeah. But he needs a dub. Have a great Halloween, everybody.
Be safe out there.
Be safe out there. We'll be wrapping up this show on the Roku channel in a sec.
Bingo.
All right, Bill, we're recording now.
And please put your phone on silent.
Oh, where is my phone?
Let's go, man. Okay. Get it together over there, player. Go ahead. Pick on me the way that you want to.
I wouldn't say that to my son.
Just go.
All right, why would people want to listen to The Sims Complete Podcast?
A father-son dynamic duo talking about the game of football.
We do a lot of quarterback and coach talks. It's fun. I love doing this. It's been awesome.
Sims Complete. Check us out on the Believe Network. Appreciate it.
Just search Believe, BLEAV, wherever you listen.